This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for another edition of the DJD Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Ask Dr. Ken coming up later in the hour. Dr. Ken is from Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Mondora, Florida, known around the country, known around the region, known around the world as an expert, a top cardiologist. He is an award-winning facilitator, does research at his clinic, and talks to patients every day, all day. So he's on top of it, whether they're in his clinic or whether he's doing telemedicine. You can connect with Ken, by the way, after you listen to us talk. If you are not familiar with the program, help yourself to his office line, which is 352-735-1400 for that telemedicine. I think if you're new to the program, we have another, I think, new affiliate this week. You are listening to Dr. Ken tell stories about what's going on in medicine. He reviews all of the journals every week and brings out the important things that affect you and the way you take care of yourself. As you can imagine, in this era of COVID, that makes up the majority of our conversations. So, having said that, it's interesting to note the different details, because there are stories around this week that suggest the deaths have gone up again, and then depending on what you read, they're going down again. It's here and there. And I just think that, just I'll preface your comments, Ken, by suggesting that we have allowed ourselves to fall into a morass of focus on this that's so confusing to some people, they don't really know what to believe. So now it's good that you are able to kind of sort through all of this stuff. People can make up their minds. You are, politically speaking,
let's not get into politics.
Well, I think politically speaking, let me finish the sentence. I'm not getting into politics in the sense that it's about who is leading. What it is listening to these people who continue to say, I'm not going to mask because it's a free country and I don't have to. That kind of thinking is really against the grain, and I know that you feel strongly about it. So anyway, let's go through, first of all, the numbers, and then we'll go from there. Does that make sense?
Sure. Well, you know, I feel strongly to help everybody who's listening to live as long as they can. And if they want to live as long as they can, unfortunately, for a while longer, and I know everybody's tired of this, myself included, we just have to continue to mask, keep our hands clean and off our face, and social distance. And I think by the end of the show, with the latest update, because this changes every week,
yeah,
hopefully you'll all feel that way. And I think I'm going to give you some optimism, because I'm feeling a little more optimistic this week that we have begun to get a hold of this whole thing, and we can't give up being cautious, but I see the end of this, and I think we've already started getting to the end. I'm feeling a little more optimistic. The statistics are regarding the vaccine that have vaccinated about 2% of the population, 2 to 3% of the population, about 12-13 million people have been vaccinated. As of this Friday, it'll be about 5 weeks since I've had my second shot. I had just one day, the day after my skin was punctured, which you don't even feel. I had some fatigue, some muscle aches, some chills, nothing more. It was a little bit worse, the fatigue, with the second shot one day. And by the second day after the shot, I was back in the gym. I had felt nothing. One day after the shot, yes. Just don't schedule anything for that one day after that shot, except for a nice lazy day. If you don't get any reaction, I don't know how lucky you are, because it means did the immune system respond? Probably it did, but if you get a little bit of a reaction, that's actually a good thing, because you know that your immune system responded. And now the vaccine with 12, 13, 14 million Americans this many months out is just the safety is looking better and better, unless you've had a serious allergic reaction in the past, you know, where they had to give you an EpiPen. You don't have to worry about getting this vaccine. The big struggle right now is trying to find a place to get it. But so far, the safety profile looks good. Amazingly, this vaccine, yes, went from thought to FDA approval in 10 months. It usually takes 5 to 10 years. But what was not shortened was the safety issue. New vaccines, they get about a two-month window of watch because almost all the bad side effects occur in those first 60 days. This vaccine actually got a 90-day watch before it went out to the public. And now with the many more months that it's been given to the public, with the millions of people that have gotten it, the safety of it looks better and better. And again, I had no, so as soon as I heard that my number was up, I could get myself slotted. It only took me 10 minutes to enroll. And I would urge, when you hear that your number's up, to not wait, because you're not only helping yourself, you're helping all of us, because we're not going to get rid of this whole thing until about 75% of us either get the illness or get vaccinated. We get to herd immunity. Remember, viruses, they need a host, a live host to live in, or they go away. So once about 75% of us either get ill or get vaccinated, this is not going to go away. And once that happens, we get to herd immunity. This whole thing goes away. So it's actually something you're not only helping yourself, you're helping everybody when you get vaccinated. We estimate about 70 million Americans have gotten ill and from COVID already, but we're getting close. About 20% of the American population have gotten the illness, about 3%, so we're about 23% there, and we need about 75%.
There you go. All right, coming up, a focus on masking and what's necessary under the current circumstances from Ken's research and perspective. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with another reminder about how to stay healthy, keeping your nostrils clean. There's a product called Clear. You've probably heard me talking about it, spelled X-L-E-A-R. And the reason they spell it that way is because what the main ingredient is xylitol, starts with an X, and therefore they took the X so you would distinguish between that and anything else that had to do with just being clear. Clear helps you by assisting your immune system to wash out the gunk during the day. My advice is that you use the Navage thing in the morning and at night, clean out your nose from a night's rest. Then during the day, have this just a little squeeze bottle. Take it with you, and every hour or so, you spray a little bit up in each nostril, and it really protects you because of the viral adhesion that you get with xylitol. All of the things that are up in your, or could be, you're in your nose, you've been exposed to lots of things this winter, that's for sure. So if you want to block the bacteria, even strep and staph and viruses like the regular flu and the SARS, that's all been proven to be eliminated by using the Clear. It moisturizes and cleanses your sinus, so use it regularly. That's my advice. It's all natural. The ingredient that is the main ingredient is found in many fruits and vegetables. So get it from the outside in, if you will. Spray up in the nostrils a couple, four or five times, maybe during the day. You'll be happy you did. You'll be so much better off. So, as you're breathing, think about Clear. You'll find info on Clear at XLEAR.com. You can buy it on Amazon, eBay, grocery store, drug stores, natural food stores. Help yourself to Clear to be clear.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else. Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
Moving back into Dr. Ken's house. Ken Kronhaus is here. The masking controversy back on the surface again, and the quality of masks, that sort of thing. There's some stuff floating around that you've examined as to whether or not double masking might be necessary. What do you figure?
Yeah, let me get into the masking, but you had asked me earlier about the confusion about the death rates and the number of cases, and I just, in the last segment, didn't have time to get to that. And the reason why it's confusing, because it's a good news, not so yet great news story, because in terms of the number of cases, there's some good news, some really good news, because this week, for a number of days, 3 consecutive days, for the first time since November, we've had less than 100,000 cases, new cases per day. And that may not sound great, but that's a good milestone. And recently, in the last week or two, the incidence has significantly dropped since it was early in January. Or since last November, we're now going back to statistics like that. Because remember, after Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, it just ballooned up. And now it looks like it's going back down. And with warmer weather coming, with vaccinations, it's just hopefully going to come down. But what is still going up a bit are deaths each day. And this takes longer to come down because prior to the last few weeks, especially after Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's, the numbers just, you know, exponentially went up.
Super Bowl and all that stuff. And this weekend is President's Day. A lot of people
Hopefully the Super Bowl won't do much, but we'll see. And, you know, a lot of the people in the stands, it looked like there were a lot of people there, but a lot of them were cardboard.
So,
regarding double masking, the key issue is fit and filtration and what you're using for the mask. If you're using a 3 or 4 ply surgical mask or an N95 or a KN95, you know, we're not talking about double masking. If you're using just a cloth mask, which just is not nearly as good as a surgical mask or an N95, then you might want to think about double masking. But the key is the fit of the mask and the filtration of the mask, and you don't want to lose either one of those. So it's not a simple matter of just saying I'm going to put a second mask on, because you actually may not filtrate or fit well, and you'll undo the whole process.
Got it. All right, there's Ken's advice on whether double masking is necessary. You make up your own mind based on the advice from people you trust. I trust Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Moving back into the fold here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us. We're going through the research he's done this week. I want to tell you a story. I haven't talked to you much this week. Normally, you and I have chats on the phone during the week or the weekend. I had dinner last Saturday night with a medical researcher. Actually, she was originally from, she's Turkish. That's what she told me. She came from Turkey. She went to London to get her education. She came to America, had an opportunity to get out of Turkey, and brought her daughter here. And she got a job working as a researcher at Harvard, and then she became a lecturer at Harvard, and then she got an offer, as is often the case, from Big Pharma, for big money, to go do research. And she happens to be in charge of the research on the RNA versus DNA issue, and whether you use RNA or DNA. And I don't even know that some people get that. They just hear, okay, we've got Moderna.
For what indication is she working on? For what product?
Well, as to whether or not it affects our bodies in the long run. Does the vaccine that has the mRNA affect our body in the long run versus the other stuff, like, I don't know whether Lilly, but I know the J&J is a DNA modified vaccine, whatever that means. What she explained to me was that
She confused you.
Well, that may be. Sometimes I'm confused. Do you know that? Anyway, she said that the DNA ones could have more of a lasting impact
on your
system.
When you say DNA ones, which vaccine are you talking about?
Well, the ones that haven't been used yet. She says Moderna and Pfizer are the RNA ones, the mRNA ones, and those are the safer ones, the DNA ones, because they won't have, they'll basically be out of your system in a year, and then you're going to have another shot. These shots will not last. She said they're good for a year, and then all bets are off because the virus is going to mutate.
She's saying, well, if they mutate, then you're going to need a new shot, like a flu shot, no matter what you
get. Yeah, that's what she's saying.
It doesn't matter. Well, let's talk about that, because let me try to unconfuse this. Because right now, there are five products that we're thinking about. And let's do a little vaccine update. And this is some hopeful news. Right now, there are two vaccines that are authorized and recommended to prevent COVID-19. And they're both of this new technology. It's not so new, but it's not the classic technology, you know, growing the vaccine in eggs, like we know about all the other antiviral vaccines. But we have the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. That's the one I got. And then you have the one from Moderna, the COVID-19 vaccine, the one that Dr. Fauci took. And I would recommend that if anyone has either available, because you're most likely not going to get a choice, take either one of them. I would have taken the Moderna one if that one was available. When I got mine, the Pfizer was the one that was available. But the ones that are out in phase 3 or done and being reviewed by the FDA are the AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson, also called the Janssen, and the one from Novavax. And there's good news there. When we get some time after the break, we can talk more about it.
I just want to know the difference between that which uses or affects your RNA versus that which affects your DNA. And that was the distinguishing thing from this woman's point of view, what she's been working on. She's been at it for 30 years, so I trust her work, frankly, on all of this. And she made a lot of sense, at least from what I could glean. That's what makes this so difficult. There's so much stuff. There's so much information here. How the hell do you know really what the right thing to do is? And the news media confuses everybody with all of the huzzerai and you know, their own points of view without giving you the facts. So we continue with some facts and information to help you out here on the DGV Health Show. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate is continuing. House prosecutors told senators rioters who breached the U.S. Capitol did so on the orders of Trump. The videos they showed featured supporters of former President Trump inside the Capitol. They told police that the president told them to come and fight for him.
The president told them to be there, and so they actually believed they would face no punishment.
Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette said months of calls to stop the steal and fight like hell by Trump sent a clear message. California Democrat Ted Lieu said the president showed no remorse.
He does not say the one sentence that would stop future political violence. The election was not stolen.
The former president's defense begins its rebuttal on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The State Department is strongly condemning China banning BBC News. With more, here's USA's John Clemens.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.
The Justice Department unsealed conspiracy charges against five people associated with the Proud Boys and asked that a member of the Oath Keepers be held in bond in filings related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Authorities arrested William Christman, Louis Colin, and Christopher Cooney in Kansas City, while taking brother and sister Corey and Felicia Conalt into custody in Arizona. The five were charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Justice Department has also issued a memo requesting that Jessica Watkins, a member of the Oath Keepers militia, be held without bond. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Continuing along now, second half hour of our DJV Health Show for the weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, heard during the week and on the DJV program, and on the weekend on DJV Health. We're in the middle of the discussion about RNA, the two vaccines that we now have been using, the complementary vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer. Then there are new ones on the horizon. And to get back to what I was talking about, the essence of whether it affects your RNA or your DNA and what the difference is between the two, and why she said the RNA is more desirable because the DNA could permanently affect your DNA. Those are the other ones that are being created, right?
I would talk about it a little differently. I would talk about one as the mRNA vaccine, which is the new technology from Pfizer and Moderna, and the other one is the classic technology that's been used for so long for all the other antiviral, like polio, you name it, vaccine, the flu vaccine. This is the technology that is used.
It introduces the bug into your body, right?
Well, it either introduces the bug, which the live virus, or more commonly, an attenuated form of the virus where it's not alive, but it's part of it's the virus, or even more commonly in the older technology, a fragment of the virus.
So right, it allows that's what I heard.
It allows your immune system to respond to a true fragment of the virus and then remember that and then respond. And that's the traditional technology. So I'm not sure why she's using the word DNA.
Why she says it would it could possibly affect your DNA.
Well,
listening to that, the shock vaccine, that
right.
Hasn't affected people's DNA.
Exactly. So I'm not sure why she's talking about DNA. It's just the traditional technology that's been used for the shock vaccine, any antiviral, herpes zoster, shingles vaccine, the flu vaccine.
They all introduce the stuff into your body, the little chips of it, right?
They all use the same thing. Remember, there were two shingles vaccine. The first one was live, and the second one was not.
Particles.
But they use the same technology otherwise. They grow in eggs, and it takes for a while. But what the advance is this mRNA technology, where what we're injecting is a little piece of code, nothing to do with the virus, but a code, the messenger RNA, and it doesn't go to your genetic code, it doesn't go to your DNA, because DNA, that's the vault of the genetic code in our bodies. In order to make protein, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, messenger RNA is made from the DNA, and then the messenger RNA travels to the protein producing machinery in the cells to actually make the protein.
Pretty complicated stuff.
Well, the real clever thing about the new vaccines are they're injecting a code. It's like a page of the recipe book, and the recipe book is in the vault. That's the DNA, and you rip out a page of it, or you make a copy of one of the pages. That's the messenger RNA, and then you take this copy to the cell, and in the cell is the machinery to make protein. And what you're doing with the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna, you're injecting a little piece of messenger RNA. Messenger RNA is very, very fragile. It lasts for only about a couple of days. It does not go back into the DNA. It goes to the protein producing machinery of the body. And this mRNA code, what it does is it teaches the cells in the body to make the kneecaps, if you will, of the COVID-19 virus. It's called a spike protein. And when the body then sees the protein that the body makes from this messenger RNA code, the immune system sees that this is a foreign protein. The immune system then makes specific antibody against this kneecap of the virus that your body suddenly is making. Your body's suddenly making a protein from the virus, not a human protein. And when the immune system sees this spike protein, again, you can't assemble a virus from just one single kneecap. It's like making a human body if you just had kneecaps there. And so so the kneecaps are made, the immune system makes a specific antibody against the kneecap of the virus, the spike protein, and then when the body, human body, sees a whole virus come in, the immune system is locked and loaded. It really lets go a specific antibody against the kneecap. The kneecaps are cut off from the virus, and then the virus can't connect to the human cell, and the virus is washed out.
There you go. So what's the
brilliant.
Eli?
It's brilliant. It's going to win the Nobel Prize. It's just brilliant.
So now the emergency use of the new vaccine from Eli Lilly. How is that? That's a monoclonal antibody. How does that fit into this discussion we just had?
That's not a vaccine. That's therapeutics. Now, that's used...
That you take after you get the vaccine.
No, wait a second. That gives you immediate, big bolus, a huge wallop of antibody, and it's given when your own immune system hasn't had the vaccine long enough to make its own antibody, or you haven't yet even had the vaccine. So this is for people who don't have antibody already, don't have the vaccine in their body long enough to make antibody, but this was authorized, and there's two different brands for people who have mild to moderate disease, who are at risk of getting severe COVID-19. It's very effective. This is what President Trump got in the vein when he was in the hospital. You do have to go to an infusion center to get this because it is an intravenous injection, a short intravenous injection, and you have to get it within 10 days of the onset of symptoms. But it's available out there, and it was also approved for those older than 65 who suffer from chronic medical conditions. They're also included among those who can receive the treatment under the authorization. So if you have mild to moderate symptoms, or if you know you have it and you're at risk of getting severe COVID-19, talk to your primary care doctor. Don't go to the office. Give them a call. Ask them about getting the monoclonal antibody treatment. If you have not had the vaccine, the second shot, at least 2 weeks out from the second shot, then talk to your doctor about possibly getting this IV infusion.
More money from the feds for more mass production of the rapid testing. Are we going to need that going forward? We'll ask Dr. Ken that as we move along. Here's some more time coming up with Ken on the DGV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with a little bit of acknowledgement. Maybe this would be considered advice. I give you a lot of information in my various programs about how to keep yourself healthier the natural way, whether it's the diet, what you eat, the kinds of things that will get your weight down, the exercise programs. Okay, all of that's important. So that's your body. Okay, over here is your body. Over here is your brain. What are you doing to keep your brain exercised or healthy? And if you're not doing anything, you think, oh, I haven't thought about that at all. Then maybe I should suggest, not maybe, I'm going to suggest to you that you add the dietary supplement Prevagen to your daily routine. Prevagen is an all-natural health supplement that includes things like vitamin D that's really good for your brain. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and a better life, get you away from those age-related cognitive impairments that we all experience as we get older. So add Prevagen to your routine. Prevagen. I do it. You can do it. Makes sense. Healthier brain equals a better life. Get on your way to that with Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Don't forget about our weekly get-together, Dr. Ken, and the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It has been a focus mostly on the COVID, which is worthwhile and helpful because that's the big deal. Now, I have We got a couple of CDC things here. You were talking about masking and whether it's necessary. You know, what does the CDC recommend? And you went through that. I saw that this week, and I also saw something else from the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Did you see that? The number of deaths that have come from people who have had these vaccines. And I don't know that the numbers are extremes. Have you seen that, Ken?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
The information that comes from these numbers suggests that 501 people have died taking some kind of vaccine, the COVID vaccine, one of them. A number of them were from the United States, 453, according to the CDC. The average age was 77 of the people who died. Youngest person was 23. This is taking the vaccine. 10,748 reported a negative impact. I don't know what that means. Did you have a sore arm? Were you sick to your stomach? You know, that kind of stuff. So I wonder, that I don't know that that, I mean, that's just what they do. They keep stats.
But was this what they would have expected had they not been vaccinated?
That's a question. Yeah, because that's a good question.
That sounds to me, especially, that's the average age of death in America.
77.
And the question is, you know, true related or true unrelated? You know, if you have 13 million people and that many deaths at that age with COVID out there right now, I mean, I would wonder whether that's just what you would expect in this population if they would have not been vaccinated. So I don't know how much by chance that occurred. You know, you have to, you know, whenever you look at data, you know, I don't want to get into the weeds, but you look at a p-value, you know, what's the likelihood that this occurred by chance? And so that, you know, I'd have to look at the stats on that.
One of the things the lady that I was talking about, the researcher, said that the death numbers have been so exaggerated that the federal government has instituted suits against the big hospital chains to get money back. You know, apparently, I didn't know this early on, the hospital's got a $2,000 credit or payment from the federal government for every COVID death. Is that what you understand to be the case?
Well, you know, the coding and reimbursement does change, and there is additional reimbursement when there is a COVID death as the cause of death. So, you know, there have been some questions, and I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but, you know, you have horrible accidents like motor vehicle accidents, and somebody comes in after a motor vehicle accident, and then they find that, you know, they were COVID positive, as so many people are right now, and they code it as a COVID death. But, you know, you hear about these things. I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but there's certainly are a lot
questions.
Of questions.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure
you hear about people who are in line to get tests, and they don't even get the test, and they get notified in the mail that they're positive.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of questions and that's what has raised a lot of issues with a lot of people, you know, about the validity of all this. But trust me, severe COVID-19, you don't want to get. You don't want to end up in the hospital for 3 to 4 weeks unable to breathe. You don't want to end up in the hospital dying alone with nobody
near
you. You
know what this is a great ad for? This is the COVID situation and who's died is a great ad to have people stop smoking, to have people have the balanced diet and get to the ideal body weight that you talk about. That's really what this is, at least in my read. The people who are getting the worst end of this are people who have abused themselves.
But also people who also are over 65. But certainly you add those additional risk factors, the risk is higher.
Yeah.
We've never seen a virus.
I don't know. I know nobody my age in my circle has had it. Nobody. Not a person. Interesting. Dr. Ken, up next with questions for Dr. Ken here on the DJV Health Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Moving back into our circle of info here on the DJV health portion of our broadcast. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer some of your questions, a lot of questions, as you can imagine. We've been talking a lot about which is the right vaccine to take and whether, you know, Pfizer is better and who's doing what with to whom. Is it possible that you can cut down the time needed to manufacture the vaccine so that we can have more? I saw something about Pfizer cutting down the manufacturing time to 100, it was 110 days, now it's going to be 60 or something, according to an article in USA Today. What do you make of that, Ken?
Well, I think as they get a little better at it, they will certainly find ways to do it. They need more facilities. It's not an easy vaccine to make, but they're getting better at it. We've never been this fast ever getting it up, getting it out. And again, the safety period of monitoring was longer than is needed by design. So no shortening of the time of safety has occurred. It's just what shortened the time to get it out to the public here was that they actually started manufacturing it, Moderna and Pfizer, before it was approved. That was unique. And now, with the huge demand of it, they're just trying to get it out to the millions, the hundreds of millions, the billions of people worldwide who need it. And they'll get there, and they're just opening more plants to do it. And it's just a matter of getting it up and going. And why I am very encouraged is because these other vaccines that
are not using the new technology, and they might not be quite as effective, but they're looking like they're probably going to be adequate, but we'll know shortly because they're being reviewed by the FDA. The Johnson & Johnson looks like it probably will be approved by the FDA. This is a one-time shot. It doesn't have any of the cold storage issues. It uses the older technology, although it seems from the early reports, and we don't yet know officially, we haven't seen the FDA data yet. They're reviewing it, and we'll be reviewing it. But the initial headline news is that it looks like J&J is going to be approved. AstraZeneca is also going to be reviewed shortly by the FDA, and that also less effective than the mRNA, but probably going to make it the threshold for approval. And then Novavax is out there. So I think in the next month, we're probably going to have at least one, two, and maybe three additional vaccine choices. So we're going to suddenly have a much larger supply. And again, you don't need a vaccine that's 100% effective. 70% is pretty good. It's a matter of
Johnson
getting...
Johnson & Johnson is at about 70%.
That's what we're hearing. And you know, it needs to be fully reviewed, fully published, and you know, but that's what the headlines are publishing, and needs to be validated. But we just need, remember, polio vaccine was only about 60 to 70% effective, and the flu vaccine's the same, but it's a matter of getting to herd immunity, enough of us getting vaccinated so that the virus can't find a living source to thrive in it. And if the virus, the COVID-19 virus, can't find a living source to thrive in it, it won't make these variants, these mutations. And that's what's really going to delay us getting over this whole thing, is getting enough people vaccinated before more variants or mutations are made. And those are the two unknowns: how quickly the variants occur and how quickly everybody gets vaccinated. Once we get to herd immunity, 75% vaccinated, the vaccine can't make any more variants, and we'll be out of this. So you're helping all of us by getting vaccinated. The quicker we get to that point, we can get over this whole thing.
And it appears the government has put in couple of $100 million more for mass production of the tests, so you know whether you have it or not. I don't know if that's helpful.
Not MASK production, mass MASS production of the vaccine.
Yes. Yeah, correct. So that's, I guess, that's moving in the right
direction.
That's
a good thing. The quicker we get vaccinated, the quicker we can move on and get our lives back. But don't give it up yet. You have to still be so cautious, because although the end is in sight, you don't want to stop wearing the mask, doing the social distancing, and keeping the hands, keep them clean and off the face.
Yep, makes good sense. That was a long answer, but it was a good question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his facility at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, here on the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.